Namaste. Our practice today will focus on the quality of peace. There are times when the world seems to demand that we race through life at an increasingly frantic pace. To avoid getting caught in anxiety and distress, we need to build a strong foundation of inner peace. Only a dynamic center of peace within will allow us to remain calm amidst outer stresses and trials. Begin building your inner peace today with some abdominal breathing. Sit upright in your chair. Place your hands lightly on your abdomen. As you take a deep inhalation through the nose, let your belly gently protrude out into your hands, allowing air to fill the lower lungs completely. Exhale, feeling the belly relax back away from the hands as stale air and wastes are expelled from the lungs. Keep going, closing your eyes and finding a slow, comfortable rhythm for the breath, inhaling and exhaling for an equal count. Visualize body and mind releasing tension, fears, and worries on the exhalation and drinking deeply from the waters of peace on each inhalation. Now release the hands from the belly to rest on the thighs with palms turned upward while you take two more abdominal breaths. Let any restless or distracting thoughts dissolve in the waves of peaceful breath. Now use this abdominal breathing as we warm up the body. Make sure you're sitting tall in the chair, feet on the floor. Inhale, letting the air that is filling the lungs straighten and lengthen the back. Exhale, keeping this length in the spine as you turn to the left with trunk of the body, shoulders, and lastly the neck. Bring right hand palm down on left thigh and slide back of left hand along the waistline behind you as you turn. Take one deep inhale in this rotated position and then exhale, slowly coming back. Consciously moving first neck, shoulders, and then trunk to the center. Inhale in the forward facing position now and exhale, turning this time to the right side with left hand to right thigh, back of right hand to the posterior waistline. Spine stays tall as you inhale in this right rotated position. Now exhale as you come back to center. Keep moving on the exhalation as you turn gently side to side with slow abdominal breaths. You may be making only small rotations, and that's fine. Don't try to increase the twist by hunching over or rounding the back. Stay safe and gentle by keeping a tall, erect spine. Now one more time. Visualize that the power of peace is what's moving body and breath in this exercise. Now come back to center. With the next breath in, lengthen up through the neck and breathe out as you relax neck, bringing chin down towards your lifted chest, letting eyes turn down. Inhale, lift the chin, tense the neck, and raise the eyes to look upward. Relax as you exhale forward, chin to chest, eyes down. Keep head and eyes moving with the breath, tensing neck up on the inhalation and relaxing down on the exhalation. Let this simple exercise enhance your awareness of the Vishuddha chakra, center of expansive calmness that resides at the base of the neck. Use the help of the breath and eyes as you draw on the calmness that is already present within your being. One more breath, and then end with head upright, closing the eyes, taking a moment to enjoy peace and clarity of mind. Now prepare for Vrikasana, the tree pose, by bringing buttocks to the front edge of your chair. Feet are flat on the floor, or if clothing and joint condition allow, place right ankle on top of left knee or thigh. Only assume positions that are comfortable for you without pain or strain. Now balance your weight evenly on the sitting bones. Inhale while circling the arms out to the sides and up overhead, bringing palms together above your head. As you exhale, relax the shoulders and elbows, dropping shoulders down away from your ears. Close your eyes if you wish, and breathe peace into the trunk of the tree, your spine. We can feel the calm poise of a strong, tall tree most easily when we focus on the spiritual center in the forehead. Silently repeat the affirmation from this point, I am calm, I am poised. If the arms and shoulders become fatigued, please bring hands down with palms together over the heart. Remember to keep breathing as you hold the pose. Then inhale, stretching arms overhead, and exhale, slowly circling arms around the side of the body. Release legs to bring both feet on the floor and rest with palms turned upward on thighs, pausing briefly between sides. Now bring left ankle atop right thigh, if that's appropriate for you, and center your weight. As you inhale, gracefully circling arms up around your body, bring palms together above the head, and exhale into a soft position for the elbows and shoulders. With each inhalation, feel your awareness rising upward toward the forehead in calm strength. And on the exhalation, relax with an inner presence of peace. Again, mentally affirming, I am calm, I am poised. Inhale, stretch tall, and exhale as the hands circle around the body, creating a sphere of serenity. Release left foot to the floor and sit with eyes closed for a moment, enjoying your newfound peace. Now push your chair back at least 4 feet away from the desk to give yourself space for a modified Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. Feet firmly planted on the floor about hip width apart, reach hands forward to rest palms down on the edge of the front of your desk about shoulder width apart. On the next inhalation, push buttocks and chair away from the desk, folding forward from the hips so that you can bring head between your arms, ears in line with the upper arms, stretching spine out nice and long so the back, neck, and arms create a straight line between hands on the desk and sit bones on the chair. If needed, slide hands forward further onto the desk to allow your spine to elongate. Make sure your neck stays in line with the spine. Gaze down toward the floor. If you would like, you can bring the buttocks off the chair, shifting your weight more onto your feet and hands, straightening the knees only as much as you can comfortably while keeping the spine straight. Relax into a calm but active stretch, going a little bit deeper with each breath. Silently affirming, calmness radiates from every fiber of my being. Being calm doesn't mean falling asleep. Use this pose to learn how to be calmly active and actively calm. This is what we want to practice throughout the day, using our will to accomplish whatever needs to be done, while keeping our inner peace in the midst of effort and activity. Come out of the pose by inhaling as you stretch the sits bones away from the hands a bit further. Then exhale buttocks into the chair. And inhale as you raise the trunk and arms, straightening up. Exhale, circling arms around the body and back to hands on thighs with palms turned upward. Close your eyes. Enjoy a spirit that is relaxed, but lifted in superconscious peace. Use this experience of peace to take you into the next posture, Ustrasana, camel pose. Inhale, hands up to the heart, right hand on top of left hand. Raise the chest as you breathe in, and then exhale, opening the arms out to the sides as you feel the heart expanding. On the next inhalation, bring hands to the back of the rim of the pelvis. Tuck pelvis under as you come into a gentle backward bend. Gaze upward, but don't strain or let the head fall back too far. Stay within your comfort zone. Keep breathing and opening the front of the body on each inhalation, relaxing and broadening the space between the shoulder blades on the exhalation. Mentally affirming, with calm faith, I open to thy light. It's this attitude of calm openness to divine power that gives us the ability to see the highest truth in every circumstance. Come out of the pose by lifting one arm at a time up overhead and inhaling yourself back to the upright position. Then exhale and circle arms down around to the sides. Keep chest up, heart expanding in the light as you pause with eyes closed. We'll end with a restful position. Inhale, lengthen, then exhale, cross arms on the desk in front of you and bring forehead to rest on arms in Balasana, child's pose. Relax neck, shoulders, and back. Be fully present in this moment of peace. Let go of all tension, all struggle, releasing yourself from the worries of the day. Affirming silently, I relax from outer involvement into my inner haven of peace. With the simplicity and trust of a child, rest in yourself, finding a sanctuary of serenity within. The Sanskrit term for peace is Shanti, so we end our session chanting Om Shanti.